and so many banks in trouble, and indeed so many builders in trouble, are we going to see such a slowdown in the construction sector that some of the mortgages that are being held by banks will be sort of claimed if developers go under? The reason we're going to talk about this is, of course, the fact that very many people in Cyprus who own their properties, they're fully paid for, don't have their title deeds. Quite extraordinarily, in the average case, it takes something like 10 to 15 years after you've paid for your house to get your title deeds. Well, the president of the Cyprus Land and Property Owners Association, XIA, is with me in the studio. It's a warm welcome to George Storovolidis. George, good evening. Thanks for coming in. This is something that I think a lot of people have always assumed is a problem for foreign buyers, but that isn't the case, is it? There are thousands of Cypriots who are in the same boat.
Mm-hmm. It's not the case at all, actually. This is something that has been a problem for quite a few years. And actually, there has been a very celebrated case of a developer in Limassol, and this is a case going back to the 70s, late 70s. And the buyers of that property are still waiting for their title deeds. It appears that, unfortunately, lessons have not been learned, because a lot of the issues that we're discussing now are issues that have arisen and were discussed back then.
So why has there been no movement? It seems that everything is weighted in favor of the developers.
Well, I think that the conditions in the market were such that everybody was quite relaxed. I mean, with property prices only going up since the invasion, I think that there was no pressure to do anything about it. But
is that because a lot of Cypriot owners aren't planning to sell their houses? We don't have quite the same sort of market here, do we, that we have in a lot of other places where people get on the property ladder and then start moving up it. Here you either build a house and pass it on to your children. It tends to stay in the family. There isn't that movement in the market, is there?
Yeah, but I think it's going to change. But you see, the problem is mainly to do with new developments, and this is the explosion of the property market of the last 7 or 8 years, I would say. So, yes, it was a problem in the past, but not an acute one. So I think that now it's becoming more of an issue. The outstanding cases are in the tens of thousands, maybe reaching a figure of around about 100,000. So somebody's got to be done now. I think it's, we're assuming that it's not already too late. I think that if measures are not taken and there is a significant downturn of the market and some developers find themselves in dire straits, then we're going to have a very severe problem.
Yeah, because in actual fact, the banks own half these properties, don't they? Because they're mortgaged.
Yeah, that is true. And obviously,
I'm still not quite clear how the law allows a developer to mortgage somebody else's property.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think one of the reasons for this is that, you know, they're trying to finance a project from the proceeds or the sales of another one. And this creates obviously a very dangerous situation in case of a downturn and of tumbling property prices.
Now then, the Interior Minister was quoted earlier this week as saying that people must be patient, but the one thing you don't have, it seems to me, is time. If the global downturn continues the way it's going to, inevitably there are going to be bankruptcies.
Yes, and you see, if we're talking about something like 100,000 outstanding cases, then obviously just trying to get rid of this backlog is something which is going to take a bit of time. And the question is, do we have this time? But I think when you asked about the developers earlier, I think, yes, the developers at the end of the day have the legal obligation to deliver those title deeds, because without the title deeds, it means that the contract of sale is not complete. So it means that if provided, of course, that the buyer has fulfilled his side of the bargain, then it means that it is the developer who is not fulfilling his obligations. And if they are claiming that the reason is for things beyond their control, then it's something that should have been stated in their sales literature, and certainly in the sales contract.
Now, this is where I find it all a little bit extraordinary that such a large proportion of the 100,000 you mention are Cypriots, because it seems fairly clear to me that when foreigners come here, whatever nationality, very few of them can read Greek. Because it seems fairly clear to me that when foreigners come here, whatever nationality, very few of them can read Greek. And although the hearing that we keep hearing that they shouldn't enter into anything that they don't understand, it seems that there are an awful lot of solicitors who aren't actually telling them exactly what is and isn't written on the pieces of paper. But Cypriots can read those pieces of paper themselves. How have they got caught in this trap?
I think there is another problem there with solicitors, that in many cases there is a clear conflict of interest in the sense that these are solicitors who are suggested by the developers themselves, so they cannot play the not independent role, but they cannot safeguard the rights of the buyer, but rather they have an incentive to safeguard the rights of the developer himself, which is completely wrong.
Have you approached the Bar Association about this? There does seem to be very little concern on the part of the relevant professional associations about the, if you like, collusion in some cases. I think it's been proven, so we can say collusion, of certain members of the legal profession.
Yeah, I think we are going to, what we're planning to do is really to start a round of meetings with developers, with the Bar Association, to not ask them to really push them to put their house in order. This is what has to be done. And at least once they do that with their own members, of course, if somebody is not a member of the Bar Association or is not a member of the Developers Association, then there's not a lot they can do. But then it's a case where the police can handle it, because it would be a case of fraud.
All right, but what we're talking here about really is the fact that if you're going to go to legal recourse, I mean, that could take years, apart from the amount of money it's going to cost whoever tries to do that. In the short term, because it's only the short term that we really can talk about at the moment, if you're going to solve this problem now, what are you hoping to do as an association?
Yeah, well, you see, the Ministry of Interior did try to have an amnesty some years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, but it didn't quite work. At least there was an attempt there to take care of those instances, of those cases where the problems was with building permits, with a slight slight problems with the building permits. So at least if there was some way of getting rid of those cases, then it would alleviate the problem to a certain extent. But that's not enough. I'm afraid we have to hit the problem on all fronts in order to ensure that the impact of the financial crisis is not catastrophic.
Can you see the possibility that if one or two of the big developers do get into severe financial difficulties, that people could lose their homes?
I'm afraid it is possible. It's something that we have to keep to be aware of, that this could happen. So that is important, that there's got to be an approach by everybody concerned, and I'm talking about the developers, the Bar Association, the government, the local authorities, to put this subject as top priority. If they do that, if there is some sort of a task force on this issue, then there is hope that something might be done that would help everybody.
Well, we have to say, as we did at the beginning, that the Interior Minister has asked for patience, but I do happen to know that the Cyprus Property Action Group sent a lot of information to the previous government's ministers, and since this government's been in, and let's face it, it's what, 9-10 months now, very little if anything's been done. So, I mean, do you really hold out hope? This has been, as you said, a problem for the last, what, 38 years or more?
Yes, the minister said that he treats this matter as of paramount importance. Now, on the other hand, you have to keep the pressure. So every action that is taken towards that direction, I believe, is positive. And I think that once it's clear that everybody concerned wants to do something about it, then it will be for the benefit of Cyprus and not the opposite.
Yeah, because the CPAG has been to the House of Lords, I think, and this is getting publicity in other countries where some of the buyers who may be helping these developers by actually purchasing property, they're not going to come here now, are they?
And the thing is, this is a win-win situation for everybody, meaning the government, because of the transfer fees that are going mm-hmm. to be collected once those title deeds are issued. It's a win situation for the buyers. It's a win-win situation for everybody apart from the fraudsters. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the system is such that we have created the opportunities for these fraudsters to do their thing.
They seem to be doing it with a great deal of aplomb at the moment. There doesn't seem to be any way of stopping
them. Absolutely, because of this relaxed attitude in handling this issue. But hopefully things will be different. So we trust that the minister will proceed at a very fast pace. And
when are you next meeting him?
Well, we're planning to meet him any time that we think is necessary. I mean, it has to be done in a matter of weeks and not any longer.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we will undoubtedly, George, I have a feeling, be talking again in the not-too-distant future, hopefully with some good news for all the very many people here in Cyprus who have bought their homes, paid over their money, but still actually don't have the title deeds, which means, of course, that they can not only not dispose of it or sell it, it means that if a bank forecloses on a mortgage held by somebody else, they could lose their home. Hope not. George, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
It's 29 minutes.